Hey there, it's the Wine Sleuth, Denise Madrona, and today I'm talking with Carolyn Henry. And Carol is currently writing a new book on champagne. It's called Terroir Champagne, The Luxury of Sustainable, Organic, and Biodynamic Cuvées. So welcome, Carol.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited and interested to hear more about these cuvées. So first of all, could you just tell me or explain, you know, a bit about what is exactly a cuvée? Because, you know, these French words always kind of, you know, trip me up a little bit. So.
Well, a cuvée really is a wine of champagne. So basically, we make sparkling wine. Mm-hmm. We do have some still wines as well. But, you know, the general wine in champagne is sparkling wine. That's what's called champagne. And to make, you know, to point the differences out, we have different cuvées. So you could have, for instance, a blanc de blanc, which is made from Chardonnay, 100% Chardonnay. Blanc de noir could be made from Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, or from both of them. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you can have a vintage wine, which is also a vintage cuvée. Or alternatively, which is more important for the book, you can have a wine which comes from one specific place, or lieu dit in French, mm-hmm. Or alternatively from one single vineyard. And that is really rare because most vineyards are really small.
Okay, so where did you get the idea for your book? Because, you know, I know that in the wine world, natural, organic, biodynamic, steel table wines are, you know, making quite a bit of a splash.
Basically, since I've been living here in Champagne, which is just over 3 years now, I have been actually seeking out these wines more and more. I do like more organic and biodynamic wines in general, mm-hmm. And there's no difference here in Champagne. But what I noticed as soon as I came here, and especially when you taste some good quality grower Champagne, is that we do have terroir in Champagne in the same way that we have in Burgundy. However, we generally don't speak about it in the same way. Now, that is because obviously to Champagne, what is very important is the blend, which is three ways, which is across vintage, across villages, so across terroir, mm-hmm. And across grape varieties. But everybody does know that, you know, a wine, for instance, a Chardonnay from Avis is very different to a Chardonnay from Chouilly, and the two villages are only maybe 10 kilometers apart, if that.
Mm-hmm. So you would say that Champagne, the region, does have a terroir, and that it's something that you can find, maybe not in, you know, mass-produced, or maybe you can, I'm not sure, champagnes?
Generally, these wines are produced in smaller, how should I say, that it's a smaller production because the terroir changes like it does in Burgundy, mm-hmm. and the parcels are very small. So I started discovering it, especially when I was tasting more and more organic producers. And a lot of these people, they have vines in a specific place. So in their general cuvée, you can basically, I mean, to give you an example, I live in Auvillé, but the essence of Auvillé compared to Cumières, which is just a village at the bottom of the hill, is completely different. The wines taste different, and they have a different sensation on the palate. And that comes from the terroir. It is very often very difficult to see these differences because, first of all, Champagne is a very elaborated wine. Mm-hmm. And secondly, you need to actually work quite well in the vineyard if you want to bring the essence of a place out. So that is why I'm focusing mainly on organic and biodynamic growers. But the idea actually came because since I've been basically living here, I've been writing a lot about these producers, and I get questions at least, you know, one, two a week of people asking me, can you put me in touch with this person? Do you know who works like this? Can you make me an appointment with an organic or a biodynamic grower? So there's definitely a lot of interest, and there's actually no book that bundles all of them together. Mm-hmm. You have to feed through. You know, there's a lot of books on Champagne, really good books on Champagne, but they write about everybody in general.
All right. So your book is going to really focus on the organic and biodynamic producers in the region.
Yes, it focuses on the biodynamic and organic producers. It has more than 60% if not 70%, will be organic biodynamic. However, it's a very, very, very small part of the champagne industry. We only have about 100 organic growers, and there's only about 21, well, there's actually only 21 certified biodynamic producers. There are a few that work biodynamically but that aren't certified. Mm-hmm. And then I've picked another, I would say, 20, 25 people that work sustainable. So they don't work organic or biodynamic, but they make a huge effort in the vineyard. So they go a lot further than what normally happens in the region.
Great. So can you tell me a little bit more about what's in the book and what should we expect?
Yeah, so the book is basically, it will have three parts. The very first part will speak about viticultural practices in Champagne. So I will speak a little bit about the history of how we used to work, how we are working, and then I will focus more on the producers, which is the second part of the book. And they are actually pioneers because they are actually working in a way which I think a lot of the region will be working in say 5 to 10 years time, but you know, we still have a long way to go. So for now, there's only very few people that that work in that way. And then the last part of the book, and in these portraits, mm-hmm. I will speak about the producer. I will give their history, how long the family had vines, why the specific person decided to take over the vines. And then I ask questions on why they decided to go and work in a more environmental friendly way. Mm-hmm. I asked them to explain and talk a little bit more about the different terroirs they have. I'm saying different terroirs because people may have vineyards in different villages, or even in the same village, we have often differences in soil and exposure. And so, you know, the terroir is slightly different.
So one producer could have different parcels in different parts of Champagne.
Basically the parcels in Champagne are very small. So most producers have a lot of parcels. Not every parcel will be in the same village. For some people it is, but for other people it isn't. And then there are differences even within the village, because there are some places which are, to give you a famous vineyard, for instance, the Clos d'Aigoise is in Mareuil-sur-Aïe, but it's probably one of the warmest vineyards that we have in Champagne. It's very different to, all the other vineyards because of it's completely, you know, sudden exposure, and also because it's right next to the canal, so the sun reflects on the canal as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those things make that it is different to another part of Mareuil-sur-Aïe, for instance. Mm-hmm. And then the last part of the book is a little bit more practical information, because a lot of people actually want to come here and taste wine, and Champagne is a very difficult region to penetrate if you don't really know where you're going. Mm-hmm. So it will give you practical information as to when you come to the region, where can you go and taste these terroir wines, where can you do things that are very typical from here, where can you eat food which is very typical from here, and what are really good places to stay. And a lot of these places will also be focused obviously more on an organic or environmentally friendly way of working.
All right, great. Now the title of your book, or the subtitle, is The Luxury of Sustainable Organic and Biodynamic Cuvées. And champagne is traditionally seen as a luxury product anyway. So what made you decide to focus or use that in your title?
Well, I chose the word luxury because I wanted to speak about luxury the way it was defined at the beginning of the 20th century, when luxury actually meant something which was handmade, which was very precious and rare. It was often passed down from family to family. And it was very artisan. Like after the Second World War, just before the Second World War already, luxury became something that was expensive, and like a big brand or bling bling. Mm-hmm. But that is not really the term, you know, that's not really how I want to use the word luxury. And for me, the people that I speak about, their cuvées, they are really luxurious wines to drink, because they're made in very small quantities. If I take the total amount of all the producers together, I think we are talking about maybe 5 to 7.5 million bottles.
And how many bottles each year?
Well, last vintage, we had 310 million bottles
Wow.
that were made. So we're talking about a very small percentage of the champagne market, and that's why for me this is luxury.
All right, great. Well, that sounds fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing the book when it comes out. So, when is the book going to be coming out, and where can you get it? Can you pre-order it now, or do you have to wait, or?
No, you can pre-order the book now. I self-published it, so I've basically put pre-orders first on Indiegogo, and now it is on terroirchampagne.com. It's got all the information about the book. If you pre-order the book before May, your name will be in the book as well as a special thank you, because you will be one of the people that made this project an even greater reality. And the book will come out in September, just before Christmas, after
September 2015.
September 2015, yeah,
Okay.
this year. So, and then after that, the book will remain available online, but it will also be available in probably quite a lot of stores that sell terroir champagne, and like bookstores that are interested in organic wines. But I haven't really looked into all of that yet, because it's not that easy to self-publish, so I'll think about
That's
that
an
later.
ongoing project, right?
It's an ongoing project, that's for me, basically.
Great, great, great.
Probably it will be Amazon, that's the easy one.
That's true. Okay, great. Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Carl, for taking the time to have a chat. And I'm sure there's a lot of interest, and your book is, as far as I know, the first one about sustainable, organic, and biodynamic champagne. Is that correct?
Yes, it is the first one that is solely focused on environmentally produced champagne.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.